Imagine holding a liquid so valuable. It contains the biological code to preserve your muscle, incinerate body fat, and literally starve harmful bacteria. And then watching generations of factory workers just pour it down the drain.
Welcome to the Pitcott Podcast. I am your host, Bill Pitcott, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here today.
And I am Annabelle Pitcott, so excited to be co-hosting this with you today.
You are in for an incredibly deep dive into a topic backed by decades of science.
It is genuinely great to be here. We are diving into decades of rigorous science today. And, well, the depth we're going to achieve is directly thanks to the phenomenal research in our sources.
Right. All of today's deeply researched information comes directly from the best-selling ebooks on the Pitcott eBook Store. You absolutely have to check these out, so please visit www.pitcott.com/books to download. And before we get into it, subscribe to our channel if you haven't. Activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating. We appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating to propel this podcast to help others too. It really makes a massive difference, you know, in helping us bring this meticulously sourced Pitcott research to more people just like you.
It totally does. So let's establish our mission for this deep dive. The supplement industry right now is, well, it's incredibly loud. It is completely saturated with useless wonder powders, revolutionary formulas and capsules that are mostly just marketing noise.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of fluff out there.
Right. But today, we are cutting straight through all of that noise to discuss the undisputed, decades-studied champion of them all, which is whey protein. Okay, let's unpack this.
Let's do it. And I think the best place to start is at the very beginning, right, with the actual origin of whey, because there is a staggering irony to where this nutritional powerhouse comes from.
Yeah, I was reading through the Pitcott source material, and I couldn't wrap my head around this part. Like, is it true this was literally considered garbage? Because we know it's a natural byproduct of cheese making. Mm. When milk curdles, it splits into two parts, right? The solid curds for cheese and the liquid whey. But were they really just tossing it out?
For generations, yes. Cheese manufacturers considered that liquid to be purely industrial waste. I mean, they poured millions of gallons of it right down the drain.
Millions of gallons?
Yeah, they had absolutely zero clue what they were discarding. Until researchers finally started looking closer at the microscopic level and realized what was actually inside.
Ah, that just cracks me up. It is exactly like striking gold in the leftover dirt. I mean, does it surprise you listening right now that something this phenomenally useful was once treated like sewage?
It really is wild to think about.
They were throwing away what turned out to be the most bioavailable complete protein on the entire planet.
It is a fantastic historical irony. Mm. And when we say complete protein, we mean it contains all 9 essential amino acids.
Right, the ones our bodies can't make.
Exactly. Now, there are other complete proteins out there, like egg whites and chicken breast. But whey is entirely unique because of its digestion speed. It digests faster than almost anything else you can consume. We will get into the 3 main forms, which are concentrate, isolate, and hydrolysate a bit later, but that rapid absorption is the mechanical foundation of everything it does.
I want to drill down into that fast digestion, actually, because that brings us perfectly into the core case for whey, which is muscle growth and fast track repair. We know resistance training causes micro tears in the muscle fibers, and the body needs building blocks to repair them thicker and stronger.
Right.
But how much faster is whey compared to, say, just eating a chicken breast?
Oh, it is night and day. Because of its liquid format and its specific molecular structure, whey doesn't coagulate in your stomach acid the way other proteins do.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it remains soluble, allowing it to empty from the stomach rapidly. It delivers those vital amino acids directly into your bloodstream in an incredibly fast 30 to 60 minutes after consumption.
So it's not just an express delivery service. It is like bypassing the digestive waiting room entirely and going straight to the cellular emergency room where the muscle damages.
What's fascinating here is that it's not just about the speed. It is about the specific payload being delivered. Whey is exceptionally high in an amino acid called leucine.
Leucine, right.
Yeah, leucine is a branched-chain amino acid that acts as a direct biological trigger for muscle protein synthesis. It activates a specific pathway in your cells called MTOR.
Okay, let me make sure I'm getting the mechanism right here. Leucine is essentially the ignition switch for the MTHFR pathway. So more leucine equals a stronger anabolic signal, meaning you build more actual muscle per gram of protein consumed.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
And the Pitcott sources highlight a massive meta-analysis published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that proves this.
Oh, I saw that.
They demonstrated that whey protein supplementation, when combined with resistance training, significantly increases both muscle mass and strength gains compared to training without it. And what's really crucial here is that the effect was consistent across all age groups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this isn't just for 25-year-old gym rats.
I love that. And the recovery statistics. The research shows that taking 20 to 40 grams of whey within an hour of your training measurably reduces muscle soreness. It actually lowers the blood markers of muscle damage and accelerates your functional recovery.
Absolutely.
You are literally ready to train again sooner.
Which, you know, over months and years, compounds into a massive physical advantage.
Here's where it gets really interesting. We just talked about whey as a muscle builder, but I want to pivot because using a bulking protein powder to lose body fat sounds completely counterintuitive. How does this actually work mechanically?
It is counterintuitive until you look at the metabolic cascade it creates.
Yeah.
It operates through three distinct, scientifically proven mechanisms.
Okay.
The first is satiety. The Pitcott source cites an incredible study from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They found that when people increase their daily protein intake to 30% of their total calories, they naturally reduce their total daily consumption by an average of 441 calories.
Wait, with zero conscious restriction? Like, they weren't white-knuckling a diet.
None at all. They didn't feel like they were starving. They simply stopped eating because the protein stimulated the release of satiety hormones, like CCK and GLP-1, signaling to their brains that they were full.
That is amazing.
A morning whey shake literally sets the satiety tone for your entire day.
Mm.
But the second mechanism is even more potent, and that is the thermic effect of food.
Okay, hold on. The source says your body burns 20 to 30% of protein calories just to digest it. How is that metabolically possible compared to, like, carbohydrates?
It comes down to molecular complexity. Protein molecules are incredibly complex, folded structures held together by strong peptide bonds that contain nitrogen. Your body has to work overtime, expending massive amounts of cellular energy just to unfold, cleave those bonds, and process the nitrogen.
Wow.
Carbohydrates only cost the body 5 to 10% of their calories to digest, and fat is a measly 0 to 3%.
I always think of it like an appliance that pays for a third of its own electricity while it's running. Huh.
That is a perfect way to look at it.
Every single gram of whey protein you consume, a significant portion of its own calories are burned off just breaking it down. It's working for you in the background.
That is a brilliant analogy. And the third fat loss mechanism is muscle preservation, which is arguably the most important. When you are in a calorie deficit, meaning you are eating less energy than you burn, your body desperately looks for fuel.
Right.
If your protein intake is insufficient, your body will happily break down your own metabolically active muscle tissue for energy.
Which is a complete disaster, because muscle is what keeps your resting metabolism high. If you lose muscle while you diet, your resting metabolism crashes, which makes future fat loss progressively harder.
Exactly.
So whey protein prevents your body from eating its own muscle, stopping that metabolic crash dead in its tracks.
It is the ultimate protective shield during fat loss.
So we've mapped out how it protects muscle. But the Pitcott sources detail a whole different kind of protection at the microscopic level. We need to talk about cellular defense and immune support, because nobody associates a gym supplement with fighting off illnesses.
It is the most underrated benefit of all. Whey is a tremendously rich dietary source of glutathione precursors. For context, glutathione is your body's master antioxidant.
Right, okay.
Your body produces it internally to neutralize free radicals, support liver function, and regulate immune activity. But it needs specific raw materials, like the amino acid cysteine, to produce it. Whey delivers those precursors in abundance.
Okay, that makes total sense. But you have to explain the lactoferrin to me. The Pitcott ebook mentions immunoglobulins, beta-glucan, and specifically lactoferrin. Because the way I'm picturing it, lactoferrin acts exactly like a microscopic nutrient thief against bacteria.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, lactoferrin is fascinating.
Yeah.
It has direct antiviral and antibacterial properties. How it works mechanically is by binding to free iron in your system.
Oh.
Harmful pathogenic bacteria require that free iron to multiply and form biofilms. By sequestering that iron, lactoferrin aggressively starves those bacteria, of the vital nutrients they need to survive. It literally cuts off their supply lines.
Huh. I just can't get over the fact that a typical protein shake is secretly doing double duty as this elite microscopic immune defense force, sequestering iron to starve bacteria. That is wild.
It is. And we see the real-world application directly in high-level athletes. People in heavy, intense training are actually at an elevated risk for upper respiratory illnesses because intense exercise temporarily suppresses immune function.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the Pidcock research clearly shows that regular whey consumption actively counteracts that temporary immune suppression.
It is just phenomenal. So we've unpacked the immediate immune defense, the fat loss thermic effect, and the rapid muscle repair. We are talking about a former cheese factory waste product that is now a scientifically validated tool for total body optimization.
Unbelievable transformation.
Truly. Before we explore how whey manipulates your blood sugar and fights off aging, let's take a quick breather to let all of that sink in. Please take a moment right now to visit www.pitcott.com. We highly request that you subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating.
Yes, please do.
Welcome back. All right, let's keep digging into this Pidcock research. We just established how whey defends us against microscopic bacteria, but it also provides systemic defense against long-term metabolic issues, specifically regarding blood sugar.
This is a critical component, especially for anyone managing type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. Whey significantly improves insulin sensitivity. The Pidcock sources detail this mechanical response perfectly. If you consume whey before a heavy carbohydrate meal, it actively stimulates insulin release and slows down gastric emptying.
So instead of that carb-heavy meal causing a massive, dangerous spike in your blood sugar, slowing the gastric emptying turns it into a gentle, controlled rise.
Yes, exactly.
It is exactly like putting a speed bump on a highway to control the blood sugar traffic. Instead of all the carbs rushing through at 100 miles an hour, they have to slow down and enter the bloodstream in an orderly, manageable way.
That is exactly how the mechanism functions.
Eh.
And alongside blood sugar control, we see massive long-term benefits for bone health. Whey is naturally very high in calcium, but it also contains insulin-like growth factor 1, or IGF-1 peptides.
Right.
These peptides don't just provide raw materials, they actively signal the body to enhance bone mineral density.
Which is a literal lifesaver for older adults, because as we age, bone loss accelerates, leading to devastating fractures.
It's a huge problem.
It really is. We just established how whey preserves bone density as we get older, but bones are only half the mobility equation.
Yeah.
The muscles attached to those bones are also under attack from aging, which brings us to sarcopenia.
Yes. Sarcopenia is the progressive loss of muscle mass, specifically the fast twitch muscle fibers that occurs with aging. The statistics are genuinely concerning. It affects roughly 1 in 3 adults over the age of 60.
Wow.
And it is one of the strongest, most reliable predictors of falls, hospital admissions, and a total loss of physical independence.
1 in 3 adults. That is a scary statistic. But here's the incredible news. Whey protein, when combined with resistance exercise, is the absolute most evidence-backed intervention we have to slow down or even partially reverse sarcopenia.
It's life-changing.
Because it digests so fast and triggers that MTOR pathway we talked about, it overcomes the anabolic resistance that happens in older muscles. It gives older adults their independence back.
This raises an important question, though. Now that we understand exactly why whey matters for muscle, fat loss, immunity, blood sugar, and aging, we need to guide you precisely on how to use it safely. We need to talk pragmatics, dosage, and how to avoid supplement industry traps.
Absolutely. The Pidcock ebook tackles the who and the how much perfectly. A lot of people look at the recommended dietary allowance, the RDA, which is 0.8 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, and they think that's the goal. But the research says that's just a floor, isn't it?
Correct. The RDA is the absolute bare minimum required to prevent a clinical deficiency. It is not the target for an active, health-conscious person. The Pidcock research recommends that active adults should target significantly higher, between 1.6 to 2.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight daily.
But there is a ceiling limit per meal, right? You can't just drink a massive bucket of whey once a day and call it good.
No, you cannot. The human body maximizes muscle protein synthesis at about 20 to 40 grams of protein per sitting. Any excess beyond that in a single meal doesn't build extra muscle. It is generally oxidized for energy or excreted through the urea cycle.
Okay, so you want to hit that 20 to 40 gram sweet spot per serving. And what about timing? Because the fitness industry loves to obsess over the anabolic window, making people panic if they don't chug a shake the second they drop a dumbbell.
Timing has a modest effect, but we need to be very clear. Total daily intake matters far more than timing. As long as you hit that 1.6 to 2.2 grams per kilogram over the course of 24 hours, you are in great shape.
That's a relief.
However, the optimal windows for consumption are post-workout to kickstart repair, at breakfast to set that satiety tone for the day, and pre-bed to supply amino acids while you sleep.
So that makes total sense. Now let's talk sourcing and honest side effects. You have to emphasize buying clean, verified products because the supplement market is largely unregulated.
Highly unregulated, yes.
But I want to ask about digestive discomfort. I hear this all the time. People say, oh, whey hurts my stomach, gives me bloating and gas. Is that just an unavoidable reality for some people?
Not at all.
Yeah.
There's a specific scientific reason for that and an incredibly easy fix.
Yeah.
That discomfort is almost always due to the lactose found in whey concentrate. Concentrate is less filtered, so it retains some dairy sugars.
Right.
If you experience bloating, simply switching to a whey isolate resolves the issue in the vast majority of cases. Isolate was filtered heavily to remove almost all of the lactose and fat.
Such a simple fix. And what about the kidneys? Because you constantly hear that myth that a high-protein diet destroys your kidneys.
The science is very clear on this nitrogen load. Intakes well above 2.5 grams per kilogram of body weight daily do increase the kidneys' filtration load because they have to process the excess nitrogen.
Okay.
Now, for healthy people, this increased load is completely benign and safe. Your kidneys adapt. However, if you have existing kidney issues or reduced kidney function, you absolutely must check with a doctor before increasing your protein intake.
Totally fair. And my biggest pet peeve, and the PitKat ebook calls this out beautifully, is the hidden sugars in flavored brands. You have to read the labels.
Oh, it's so true.
Some popular flavored brands are hiding 10 to 15 grams of added sugars per serving. If you have two shakes a day, that's 30 grams of sugar. You completely sabotage the blood sugar and fat loss benefits we just talked about. You are turning a vital health tool into a literal milkshake in disguise.
A milkshake in disguise is exactly what it is. You negate the entire metabolic advantage if you flood your system with refined sugar. Stick to unflavored or naturally sweetened options.
So what does this all mean? Let's bring this all together for our bottom line summary. The overarching takeaway from the PitKat research is that whey protein isn't marketing hype. It is heavily studied, peer-reviewed science that affects every system in your body.
It truly is. It's an incredibly powerful tool for your metabolic health, your immune system, and your physical longevity. But we also have to reiterate that it is a supplement. It complements, but does not replace, a foundation of a good whole food diet, consistent training, and adequate sleep.
Exactly. You can't out-supplement a bad lifestyle. But if you have those foundations, whey is the ultimate accelerator. The PitKat experts advise, starting simply, just take a 25-gram serving either right after your workout or at breakfast.
Right.
Do that consistently for 4 to 6 weeks and just objectively see how your energy, your recovery, and your body composition respond. Your body will absolutely tell you what it needs.
You just have to give it the optimal raw materials to do its work.
Thank you for listening to the PitKat podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us, and don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating.
It has been an absolute pleasure exploring this PitKat deep dive with you today.
And I want to leave you with one final mind-expanding question to mull over on your own today. If whey protein, something that we literally once poured down the drain as useless cheese waste, holds this much untapped potential for human longevity, immunity, and metabolic health, well, what other waste products in our food system might secretly hold the key to the next great nutritional breakthrough? Keep exploring, and we will see you next time.